Welcome back to Everything Fraser Coast. I'm Jussie Lindeberg, your host, and today on the adventures around finding all the positive stories around the Fraser Coast region, I've come across our dear friend Pamela Evans, who's involved with the Burram Coal Discovery Festival, and she's come in today to share a bit what's happening out at Burram Town and Howard.
Excellent.
Hey, Pamela, how are you going?
I'm very well, thank you.
Now, I've spoken to you before, I've even attended one of your mosaic workshops, so you're a local artist out in Burram.
In Howard, yep.
Or Howard. So you're quite connected with the whole community out there, and you've been on the committee now for the Burram Coal Discovery Festival for a couple of years.
I have. I've been the treasurer for the last 2 years, so it's a lot of fun, a lot of work, but the outcome's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. We started about 7 or 8 years ago with the Howard Museum. They realised that the 150th anniversary of the discovery of coal in Howard, well, what was became Howard, was made. And they thought, this is something we really should celebrate. So they thought a one-off festival. And they called in people from far and wide. They went through the history pages and pulled up family names and invited everybody who was in the area at that time or came afterwards to come back and just celebrate the fact that the discovery of coal in Burram, which is one of the cleanest burning coals in the world, it's actually still famous in a lot of places, kick-started the development of this area. The coal went down to Gympie, where they smelted the gold with the coal. The coal went from the mines through the railway lines. They had to build the railway line to get it out of here. So without the discovery of coal, we wouldn't have had Howard, we wouldn't have had Torbin Lee, and technically we wouldn't have had Maryborough or Hervey Bay, because those things were part of the reason those places were built. Coal was shipped out of Hervey Bay. Coal was shipped out of Maryborough. The timber was accessible because they had the coal in that area. So all of the development can come back to that little discovery of coal sitting on the banks of the Burram River.
Yeah, well, I guess also around that whole era of when that came, Maryborough was also a pumping, well, the busiest port in one. Well, immigration port in Australia, if I've got that fact correct.
Yes.
Was it Queensland or Australia?
I'm not 100% sure either way, but I know it was a very, very big one. A lot of people coming in, trying to move further north, further west, trying to get themselves settled, finding jobs, finding wives, finding homes.
Yeah, there's always two really strong views about coal, but you can't deny that without the discovery of coal and even the use of coal, we wouldn't have the modern world we have today, and we wouldn't even be living in this beautiful area, possibly, without that discovery. So I'm one of these people that live in the Bay, and I'm getting out to a lot of things, but I've never been to the Coal Fest, which is what you call it for short, right?
It's a very long name on the actual committee and corporation paperwork, so yeah, we've shortened it to Coal Fest. We're lazy.
So it's coal's only one aspect of it. It's about bringing people to your community.
We're focusing on our heritage.
Yep.
I mean, that's what it's all about. Yes, coal was the start of it, but it wasn't the finish. We had timber logging. We had citrus mining, farming, citrus growing, even the mangoes and the macadamias, they all came in on the back of the coal.
In the Fraser Coast region, we are the home to the original macadamia tree.
It was originally called the bopple nut, and
that's
apparently
right.
Macadamia or macadam was the name of the farmer that went, hey, this is commercial, I can do something with this.
Is that right?
He went, bugger it, I'm calling it the macadamia.
Oh, he's got a nice name. Lucky that was his name. Like, imagine if he was Mr. Smith, it'd be the Smith nut. Not the Smith chip, the Smith nut.
There we go.
Hey, so is there anything like quirky and different happening out on the day?
Well, we try to put together a parade, which can be a lot of fun, and I'm really glad that I'm not the one coordinating it, because we have the pipe band from Maryborough coming out. They're normally our lead guys, and then we have various different community groups, the local schools. We have Show and Shine which is huge. We have about 100 to 150 cars. It's been expanded this year. Wow. We're talking antique caravans, antique trailers, antique bikes and trucks. Some of them out there are just incredible. I love wandering around when I get the chance. Then you've got people like me that dress up in costume. And this year we're actually running a costume competition. Mm-hmm. So if you've got your great-grandma's hoop skirt and something to put over it, come on out and have some fun.
That sounds like so much fun.
It is. It really is. A bit difficult going up and down stairs with a hoop skirt, but you manage. We're also doing old-style competition games, the good old three-legged race. I'm hoping to find some sacks so we can do a coal sack race.
Yep.
We've been given some coal, so we'll be doing coal relays, like bucket relays. There'll be lots of different things happening with interaction with the actual population. We've got pony rides, kids rides, face painting. We've even managed to acquire a horse and carriage ride, so that should be nice and fun for the historical area. There's going to be live demonstrations. We've got an art show that's happening in conjunction with that, so there'll be live music. We're doing busking throughout the day, so there'll be different things happening all over Howard. It's a great place to come and visit. It's a great place to come and explore. And one of the things we're actually doing to help people explore it a little bit more is we're having it's called a miner's right. And it's like a license, you buy it. And on the back of it, there'll be a round of about 15 questions. If you get all the questions filled in and take it back to the entrance, if you've got up to 90% of them correct, you go into a draw for a prize.
Oh, and you'll be quite nice in your marking, won't you?
Yes, well, the questions aren't difficult. It's things like how many sets of stairs are there in Brooklyn House? So mm-hmm. You have to take a wander past Brooklyn House and have a look and see how many stairs go up and down, that sort of thing.
And Brooklyn House will be open, and
that's one of our local attractions. It's one of the oldest houses in the area. And it's a beautiful place. They open up for Devonshire teas and tours.
Well, it sounds like there's a lot happening. So you're a team of 10 people.
There's about 10 of us, plus a couple of that, like, okay, can't help you out with regular committee meetings, but we'll be there on the day. So if you want to join one of the Be There on the Days, we'd be more than happy to have helping hands. Don't even have to specifically give you a contract. It's just go do this and we'll be really happy with you.
Pamela, what about if somebody wants to be involved with bringing their business to participate in some way?
Stall applications are still open, and these are open to not just people wanting to sell things, but people wanting to promote themselves. I mentioned we have pony rides coming. One of them, well, that is the Hucknall horses. These guys are rescuers.
Yeah, hi Hucknalls, I've been on their horses.
they were invited earlier this year, and they've said yes, they'd love to come along. But part of their being there is promoting that this is what they do, this is what they are, and this is what they need. So I'm really hoping that by doing that, they'll possibly get some more volunteers in.
How does someone get in touch with the committee?
We have a Facebook page. It's the Burram Coal Discovery Festival page. It's on Facebook, easy to attach to. Email address, a little bit harder. Most of us tend to use our personal one, but there is one attached to the same page, the Facebook page. Jim and Julie White, they're our president and secretary. They're absolute wonderful people. I really think we could get off the ground without the hard work they put in. Yeah. But you should be able to find their email addresses there.
So, Pamela, the community at Howard is getting closer to Hervey Bay is Hervey Bay and Maryborough sprawl further. So you're not so far away out there. And I'm in Eloy Waters and it's only a 10-minute drive. In fact, when I used to look at how far it would take for me to get down to the marina, it's faster for me to get to Torbin Lee than the marina once I get a few red traffic lights. So it's not that far to go for an amazing day out or a pub lunch and that sort of thing. So what's the community, the size of the community out in Howard and Burram Town area?
Well, 5,000 to 6,000 people out there, but we have everything. I mean, we have the local post office. We have at least two pubs out there. We have the golf course. We have three or four restaurants out there, mostly cafe style, but there is Nordic Coffee, which does everything, really good food. So do the pubs. Pub lunches are absolutely brilliant out there. We have Van Cootens, and we've had people coming from four states away, from international, just to see Van Cootens. It's definitely worth a visit.
What's Van Cootens?
Van Cootens is actually two stores. We have Van Cootens Drapery and Haberdashery, and then we have Van Cootens Hardware and Grocery.
Oh, okay.
And they have been in operation pretty much since day dot. And if you walk in there and you ask Trevor, okay, do you have, if they can't lay their hands on it within 5 minutes, it doesn't exist because they have everything there.
Oh, okay. Well, that sounds like a day trip just to go check out Van Cootens.
It is. It is. We actually have bus tours that stop just so they quilters can go to Van Cootens Haberdashery. They have stuff there that you cannot find anywhere else in Australia, I swear.
It's a lovely little community. You've got, like you said, you've got everything. You've got enough, and you're still only a short distance from...
from everywhere. Well, we even have the
I'm pointing. Childers, Maryborough, Hervey Bay.
You stop and actually look at a map, and we're in the epicentre. We're 30 minutes from Hervey Bay. We're 30 minutes from Maryborough. We're 30 minutes from Childers. We're 50 minutes from Bundaberg. We're only 2 hours by train from Brisbane.
I just told everyone that you're only 10 minutes up the road from me. You're making me into a liar. I swear it's only 10 minutes.
You're on the edge of Hervey Bay. I'm thinking all the way into the middle of Hervey Bay.
I swear it feels like 10 minutes, but maybe I'm talking so much that I don't watch the time. Okay, so the 18th of July...
18th of July from about 8:30 in the morning, parades, first thing off the first cab off the rank.
Okay.
Things go popping from there, and we're opening to, if you have a group or a club that would like to present themselves, they're more than welcome to please get in contact with us. We still have stall holders opening. We have stage places available if you want to do a demonstration or something. We would love to see you come.
So for the mums and dads on a tight budget?
Kids rides, we're keeping them on the cheap, so probably $3 or so. We've got Willy the Worm booked, which should be fun. We've got face painting that's also happening there. As I said, we'll be doing infield games, hula hoop racing, egg and spoon type racing, although I'm thinking spatula and a lump of coal might be more fun.
Yeah.
The costume parade. Oh, talking costume parade, I'm actually doing a workshop on the 14th of March. If anybody wants to learn how to make a costume out of what you can find in your wardrobe or your linen press or the local op shop, it's a free class. Come along. It's at the Torbenlea Hall starting at about 10 o'clock in the morning. And it's basically just a talk. This is ideas, things that I've done in previous years. Yes, I'm one of those ones that wears weird costumes. And it's a fun way to get out there and explore what you can do with what you've got.
Fantastic. So. Oh, you're so creative. Okay, so thank you so much, Pamela. And thank you to everyone that's involved with the, I've got to get the name right, the Burram Coal Discovery Festival. Or the Coal Fest.
Coal Fest, sure. Our Heritage Festival.
It's your Heritage Festival. It's our heritage.
It is.
And it's awesome that you're keeping this alive. It's absolutely fantastic.
Working on it.
Thanks very much.
Thank you. Ba-da-ba-da, 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 ba-da-ba-da-bow. Da 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 da